Our guest at the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning, Lavelle.
Good morning there, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you enjoying all of this beautiful rain that we're having around here?
Yes, I am. I certainly am, because I know that you can't always expect that, and there's be a time when we would we want to have more of it.
You're so prophetic. Thank you so much for saying that.
We need it. But maybe we've had enough for a while. So Lavelle travels all over the world for one thing and another, especially with A&M Commerce students. And you've been down to Mexico.
Yes, took some graduate students down to San Miguel, Mexico, as part of our counseling program here at the university. And our students had an opportunity to look at the various treatment modalities that they use for drug and alcohol addiction there in Mexico, whether it were the psychological approach to treatment, the medical approach to treatment, or even looking at the spiritual or faith-based model. It's just a wonderful opportunity for our students. And of course, John Mark, always appreciative to my dean, Dr. Tim Letzring, the president, Rudin, and of course, our provost, Dr. John Humphreys, for providing these wonderful opportunities for our students.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say treatment modalities in Mexico. They take a tougher approach, do they not, to drug treatment and enforcement?
You're very kind with your words when you say take a tougher approach to it. My students had a chance to visit one of the local prisons. And it was an eye-opening experience for them, because going behind a prison wall, and then they walked down some steps, and then the steel bars would close, and we would walk down some more steps. And then finally we get into the inner part of the prison, not knowing what life was really like on the outside. And they got a chance to talk with several of the inmates there as well. So prison life there in Mexico, for the most part, if you're sentenced to 15 years, you're going to serve 14 years, 365 days. Mm-hmm. Different animal there.
Yeah, and you talked to an American.
Had a chance to talk to an American who was basically transporting heroin there into Mexico. And of course, he got caught and was sentenced to X number of years there. And he explained to the students, as well as myself, that life is different there in the Mexican prison.
Than an American prison.
That's exactly right.
In particular, you mentioned a prison. Now that's punishment. But what about treatment programs? Do they have treatment?
They have various treatment programs. As I said a few minutes ago, there in the Mexican prison, they will allow people to come in, professionals like myself and my students. But of course, they bring in individuals there from Mexico that will use a psychological approach to treatment. Pretty much similar to what we do here in the States with rational emotive behavior therapy or motivational interviewing. They're using some of the same things that we're doing here in the States as well.
But are there people who are given only treatment, or are you sent to prison pretty much if you violate the drug?
You're going law. To prison there in Mexico. That's why I wanted our students to be able to see what's happening around the world. Because one of the things that we're trying to do here at A&M Commerce, as you know, is to make our students global citizens. And I want them to be globally competent as well as what's happening around the world. So, yes, it was an eye-opening experience for them.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. So they have a different point of view after having gone on that trip.
They have a different point of view, and they write up wonderful narratives that we will also in the fall semester share with the other students so they can see what type of experiential learning that our students are engaging here at the university.
Do you think, Lavelle, and this to put you on the spot, I mean, does Mexico have a point? I mean, is there something to be said for the tougher Mexican attitude toward this?
I think I always keep in mind that first and foremost, here in the United States, we comprise 5% of the world's population, but yet 65% of all the addictive nature of illegal drugs are found among Americans. I'm a huge proponent of treatment. I believe in the treatment model, but unfortunately, when individuals are not getting any type of treatment and they find themselves repeating some of the same bad behavior over and over again, there in Mexico, for the most part, they will send you to prison.
When we think of Mexico and drugs, we think of the drug cartels. Mm-hmm. But of course, a lot of that activity is sending drugs into the United States because of the demand.
Yeah, ask the Warden Hernandez that if he had received any type of threats and everything from the drug cartel, and he said, of course, no, and wanted to know if he was familiar with El Chapo, and he said they did not know him as well. So
the drug cartels are one thing, but the everyday life of the average Mexican citizen having to do with drugs might be totally unrelated thing.
That is correct, and we do know that drugs do come up through the through Mexico here in the United States. So anything we can do from a prevention standpoint and an intervention standpoint, it's critical that we do that here in Texas.
Lavelle's about to go on another trip, and this is your annual civil rights bus trip into the Deep South with a group of students. I wonder how knowledgeable are students about the civil rights story of the 1960s and all before you take them on this trip?
I think for the most part, we always do a pre and a post test. And of course, everyone knows the name Rosa Parks. They're well familiar with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But what is so rewarding about this trip is that the students get a chance to actually see the foot soldiers, engage in conversations with folks that actually marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. Ambassador Andrew Young, who, as you know, was on our campus last year, will also call in and share things with students when we're walking across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. So it is a learning experience for our students, and that's the whole focus of the trip.
Yeah. How many go on the trip?
We normally take about 20 to 25 students with us.
So you don't take everybody who would like to go?
I'm looking forward to the contributions that you're going to make to the Department of Counseling, so we will provide an opportunity for all of these students, Dr. John Mark Dempsey, to travel with us.
Lavelle, how about a nice iced mocha frappe this morning?
You know, you've been very kind to offer me that, but I'm going to stick with the one that I've always dealt with, my hot chocolate. Oh. Tastes good here.
All right. Dr. Lavelle Hendricks with us, Associate Professor of Counseling. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETV.